Namaste, beloveds. This is Kilara at the Negro Queen, speaking my soul's truth. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. I would like to speak upon a subject that is very important, and I feel that there is a dire need to focus on this subject for a moment. Today's topic is timely titled, Beware of Wolves in Sheep Clothing. We often think that this is only an issue within the church or religion. There is a scripture in the Bible, Matthew 7:15, which states, Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. I believe that this topic is very timely for today, as with such mass awakenings that are occurring, and as we continue to experience the intense light energies flowing into our planet from the galactic center, there are more and more souls awakening to their spiritual truths. And as the light pours into the planet, so does the dark. As the dark energies that govern our planet have become used to using our light in order to channel their power. And so I wanted to speak on this today because as an online tarot reader, I read for many, many people on a daily basis. Recently, I've been connecting with more and more clients who have been experiencing so-called shamans or light workers or psychics who are nothing more than wolves in sheep clothing. And so it is important as we seek our truths and walk the spiritual path that we are aware that there are those who wish to use our light for their own purpose. And there is a need for us to guard our hearts and our minds through awareness and know how to recognize these dark energies as they roam and seek for those they may devour. I can remember a few months ago being contacted on a certain social media site by someone who professed to be a psychic medium. And because I too am an empath and have certain gifts of psychic nature, I was able to immediately recognize this energy as being someone that did not have my best interest at heart. And so I kindly and gently refused their assistance. And soon as I did, they immediately began to attempt to influence me by using fear as a tactic to influence my decision to use them to help me to release dark energies or what they wanted me to believe was a curse on my life. And so recognizing what was happening in this conversation, I immediately bowed out of the conversation. Yet this person continued to try to influence me by sending me messages. Messages that attempted to speak fear into my life. And I want anyone who listens to this and who needs to hear this to understand that when wolves come into your life, they will use certain lower vibrations as a means of trying to influence you to allow them into your life. Many of these are Number one, they will attempt to put pressure on you to make you feel that it is urgent that you use their services or that you allow them to help you. If you don't do it right away, something dire can happen to you, or that you'll never be able to be happy or successful in life unless you allow them to help you release what they are trying to get you to believe in as a curse. And so, along with pressure and urgency, they will always often use fear as a tactic to get under your skin and to make you feel vulnerable. They also use shame and guilt to try to tap into your energy, connect to your emotional body, and then begin to incorporate their tactics for binding you to them so that they can use you for either your light or for financial gain. And so it is important to understand that whenever a so-called spiritual teacher or preacher or anyone who comes to you in the form of spirituality and professing to help you heal yourself, anyone who comes in this vein but uses these lower energies to convince you, beware of them, for unconditional love never judges and never uses these tactics to heal or connect to your divine soul. Divine light and love is only unconditional love and would never use fear, shame, or guilt in order to convince you that you need to be healed or that you need to use a certain modality or service in order to be free. I have come across several clients in recent weeks who have experienced this, and I felt a deep need to make this podcast in order to help others to become aware of the many dark entities that are trying to focus on those who may not be aware, and not just in the church. And so once again, I'd like to reiterate that if anyone is asking for erroneous amounts of money to be healed or using fear to try to influence you that you need to be healed, you must beware that this is not how God, Source, Universe heals us, but we are healed through unconditional love only. I have had many clients recently tell me that they've been contacted by psychics and told that they urgently need their service. And when they reject them or turn them down, then these psychics are getting angry and they are threatening them in different ways and even attempting to force them through means of blackmail to use their services. This is not God. This is not love. And those who are of the light will never contact you or attempt to connect with you in this way. Seek only love, beloveds. Know that unconditional love is compassionate, generous, hopeful, joyful, and will never, ever attempt to influence you through negative emotions. And so, I hope this podcast will help someone to become aware of people who may attempt to pounce upon your vulnerable state, and know that anyone who does this are only feeding on your fears and desperation. Never make decisions from a place of fear and desperation, but know that God is always working in your best interests from a place of unconditional love. I hope these words find you well and that you are blessed beyond your imagination. Know that there are many light workers and spiritual leaders who are working genuinely to help souls to ascend and awaken. Know that there are many who only work and move in the grace of unconditional love. If you need assistance, pray and ask your angels, ask your God or your spirit guides to direct your path to those who are here to help you through this time. If you would like to book a tarot reading with me, I would be happy to connect with you and help you find answers along your path. I also offer spiritual prayer and guidance that will assist you in healing your life through the unconditional love of the Divine Mother. I also work with the violet flame fires of transmutation sent to the earth by Saint Germain, as well as the golden light. You can find my information to book a reading at facebook.com/thenegroqueen. There you can book a reading with me. I am currently offering a Facebook special of $33 for a 33-minute tarot reading. And so if you find that you desire more clarity and healing and direction in your life, I am here to be of assistance to those who may resonate with my message. I am happy to do so through the intentions of divine love and the grace of the Divine Mother. And so I will say goodbye to you now, and I wish you all the best. This is Kilara at The Negro Queen, speaking my soul's truth. Namaste.